Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very tiny planet. Also, what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus and Mars in our evening skies. Both will be in the southwest around 7 p.m., and both of them will set around about 9 p.m. Now, the moon this week is beginning to wane and will pass through its last quarter phase towards the end of the week, so our skies should get a little bit darker.
We are learning this week about an exciting new proposal to do a rover on a planet in our solar system, and it's not Mars.
That's right, yeah. Recently on Stargazer, we covered a proposed mission to send a drone to the planet Venus. This drone would cruise through the Venusian skies and send back data on the atmosphere of Venus. But the folks at NASA are thinking one giant leap further. NASA has been testing technology that would allow us to land a rover on the surface.
Is this something that the Russians tried to do decades ago?
They did, with the Venera series of landers, two of which were able to successfully touch down on Venus. However, these landers were massively over-engineered, and the brutal conditions on the surface meant that they didn't last long at all. In fact, they have probably corroded into flakes of acid-eaten metal since then.
And what makes NASA think they've got the technology to make it work this time?
Well, as you know, 1967 was a long time ago. Technology has moved on leaps and bounds since then. The brains at NASA have been testing electronics that can survive the harsh conditions on Venus and produce meaningful science in their time on the surface.
What kind of testing is involved with this?
Well, they're using a really cool piece of kit called the Glenn Extreme Environments Rig, or GEER for short. This is a test chamber that can mimic the conditions on every planet in the solar system.
Wow.
You want to simulate crushing pressures, corrosive chemicals, and the super high temperatures of Venus? No problem. The GEER chamber does it all.
And where is that?
Well, it's located at the Glenn Research Center in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow, that's amazing. Quite an apparatus. Not something you'd want to get stuck in, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
And so how'd the technology do in the GEER chamber?
Very well indeed. In fact, you could say it has defied expectations. The components they tested were able to survive the simulated Venusian conditions for over 500 hours.
I like it. And another exciting stargazer. Thank you, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.